1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. And remember, January 1st, it is the very first unedited, uncensored webcast of the Rose Parade, brought to you only by the Phil Henry Show. You guys got to get over to our website, philhenryshow.com, and hear our broadcast, unedited and uncensored, of the Tournament of Roses Parade. It'll be on January 1, and it'll be on demand. You can hear it as it happens, live or on demand, whenever. You'll hear the color and the pageantry of the Rose Parade, and great bands like this one. Yes, we've been at the Rose Parade for the past few years. Listen to great commentary and on-the-street insights like this interview that Bud Dickman did with the guy who scrapes up horse crap.
I'm right down here now talking to the man that clean up the poo of the horse. What does it take to be the man clean the poo?
I don't know. I'm down here. I'm been here 3 years running.
3 years running you scrape up?
Yeah, 3 years. I got that, poop scraping, man. I come down behind a horse. And that's all they ask me to do, you know.
Yes. You won't want to miss it, man. $4.95 is all it's going to cost. $4.95 is all that it takes. $4.95 is all it takes. And you can be involved in hearing great things like this.
Well, look at this beautiful float coming by now. It is from E-Hope. Oh, it's a Hopi.
It's IHOP. It ain't a Hopi.
Isn't that the Hopi Indian?
No, it's IHOP, the International House of Pancakes. And look at them waving. Who are they? Is that the head chef or something?
That's one of the waitresses and one of the chefs, yes.
Isn't that wonderful? IHOP serving delicious pancakes to acid heads for over 30 years.
Yes, it's the Tournament of Roses Parade on the Phil Henry Show website. So check it out, philhenryshow.com, philhenryshow.com. Be a part of our historic first ever webcast of the Rose Parade. Thank you. God, that was great. That was great. All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number, and let's get back to our discussion. We're talking to Steve Bozell, who is a construction contractor out in Corona, California. We all have kids, and we have to deal with our kids' requests for Christmas. So, Steve, you're talking to us about your daughter, Ashley, and she wanted a horse, correct?
She did, sir, yes. And that was as a result of us going horseback riding 3 weeks ago. She had enjoyed it. She had asked me for a chestnut-colored horse like the one she was riding. And I said that we would see, but it didn't look like we could.
See, when a kid asks you, "Hey, Dad, can Santa Claus get me a horse? Can Santa Claus get me a cell phone or whatever?" How do you tell the kid that Santa Claus can't do it?
Well, the way that we positioned it, what we said, I said, I was, that Santa Claus can't bring her a horse because he's afraid that she might not, you know, be able to take care of no horse. Okay, and so that's the way that I put it.
So you told her that Santa Claus wouldn't bring her horse because maybe she wouldn't be prepared.
That Santa Claus would not bring her a pony because she wasn't big enough to take care of it. And she argued with me, and I said what I said. I just don't think Santa's going to bring it to her.
Okay, then what happened?
Well, I thought that was the last of it until the next day. And now all this took place last weekend.
Okay.
And she asked me to deliver another letter to Santa Claus, which, of course, I opened to see what it was that she was asking for. I don't know if it was another request that maybe she changed her mind on a pony. So,
all right, so your daughter gives you another letter to Santa Claus.
She gave me another letter to Santa Claus. I think any parent would open a letter. My wife kidded me later about that being federally protected mail. And I said, you know, why are you making a joke now?
Well, it's kind of a funny joke. It is federally protected.
The letter to Santa Claus is not going to go to him, though.
I understand that, sir.
Okay. But it just hurt me that she accused me of a federal offense, which is a felony.
Yeah, but it's a joke because it's a letter to Santa Claus is not federally protected mail.
I understand that.
So anyway, you open the letter.
I open a letter, and she says, asked Santa This is very, very difficult.
I know, because Mike was telling me what you told him. She asked Santa for what?
She asked Santa for a new dad, because she said the one she had is pooey. And
so she asked Santa Claus for a new dad because you wouldn't get her a horse.
Because I wouldn't get her a horse. Now, she described me as pooey, and that was spelled P-O-O-I-E. Now, I opened that letter on December the 18th. I went to my wife that night, and that would have been about...
What time?
That was about 8:15.
That you went to your wife?
I went to my wife at 8:15 p.m.
When did you read the letter?
I opened and read the letter around 8 p.m. And I was pretty sure I knew what pooey meant, but I asked my wife, point blank, why would she say that she wants a new daddy because her daddy is pooey?
What did your wife say?
She said, well, sir, she verified my fear. She told me what the word meant.
Okay, your daughter said, my daddy is pooey, in a letter to Santa Claus. What does pooey mean to your understanding?
That it was the same thing as a bowel movement, or what a bowel movement is.
Okay, and then you said your wife did what?
My wife, then she laughed at me.
What time was that?
That was at 8:30 that my wife... I checked my watch. As my wife started to laugh, I immediately, because my attorney always told me to look at my watch and write things down. I know that much. So when my wife said that my daughter calling me pooey was the same thing as a bowel movement, and then she started to laugh, I immediately checked my watch. I go, yep, okay, there it is, 8:30.
All right, so you were noting all these. Your wife started to laugh at you.
My wife laughed at me. And that's when I paged my attorney.
What time did you page your attorney?
That was at 8:45.
All right. Then when did you draft the lawsuit?
On December 19th. That would be the next day we began the rough draft of the lawsuit. God, I never thought I'd see the day when my own daughter would compare me to number two. And
okay, let's talk about this a little bit, Steve. Your daughter wanted a horse. You couldn't get the horse.
Please don't talk me down or talk down to me.
No, I don't want to do that, but is there any way that I can talk to you about this without you? You've contacted an attorney. You want to sue the riding stable that took your daughter, where you took your daughter horseback riding, right?
Yes, I have full intention, sir, of filing a lawsuit. My attorney, Dolores Blasingame of Riverside, California, has sued for mental cruelty, alienation of affections, slander, because my daughter asserted in a federally protected mail communique that I was number two. And also emotional sodomy, because I was mentally hurt and angered. So I do feel that mentally I was buggered. I also feel...
Okay, now let's just...
Okay, if you want to laugh at me, sir...
I'm sorry. Let me put you on hold for just a minute.
Okay, sir, I don't believe...
All right, is he on hold? Because I can't get through this interview without... laughing a little bit at this man's the way he. Have you tried to contact this attorney, Mike? Dolores Blasingame, Riverside, California. What are you throwing up your hands for? She gave no comment. Okay, she won't comment on pending litigation. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. This gentleman is suing a horse stable where he took his daughter horseback riding. She immediately asked Santa Claus for a pony for Christmas. The father told the daughter, well, Santa Claus may not be able to bring that to you, as any parent would say to a child who asks for a rather extravagant gift. Then the daughter wrote another letter to Santa Claus. She described her father as pooey, which the father interprets as basically the S word. He has filed a suit. Now, in the lawsuit, he is, I don't know if you can sue for emotional sodomy, but that is one of his allegations, mental cruelty, alienation of affection, slander. Basically, the daughter wrote Santa Claus and wants a new daddy. All right, let's bring, just one more time before we go to the commercial, let's bring I'd like to bring Mr. Bozell back on. Okay, Mr. Bozell?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I've got basically...
You have to understand that as a father, okay, I'm not used to having a daughter of mine, a child of mine, calling me or comparing me to poo or do or any kind of obscene thing like that. And
do you really think that pooey is obscene?
I think that it's obscene in the context that my daughter had asked me for a gift. I told her that Santa Claus couldn't bring it to her. She wrote another letter to Santa Claus. She said her daddy was pooey. which is the same as saying that I'm a number two. I'm not number one. I'm a...
Yeah, it's the same thing as saying you're crap.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I feel that the...
Yeah, but how can you sue the horse riding stable for that?
Because they were the ones that gave her her love of horseback riding, and they were the ones...
Do you need a drink of water?
Yes, sir. Hold on for a minute.
Go ahead.
They were the ones who instilled in her a desire to own a horse. And, of course, she gets emboldened and she calls her father Pooh. That's what I was talking about, and that's what I feel is wrong.
All right. Well, a lawsuit involving your wife, because I think you've named your wife.
She laughed at me. She laughed at me.
All right, a woman's going to laugh when she hears a man say, I don't know, you heard me laughing.
I heard you laughing, and I don't think you understand what it is to be a man and have your own wife, who is the mother of your children, laugh at you.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. The guy is suing Emperor Horsetail, what is it called? The Emperor Guest Ranch in Redlands, California, because of the fact that his daughter went horseback riding there. And the kid is now in love with horses, and because the father would not get her a horse for Christmas, she says, my daddy is pooey. 1-800-449, he considers that being called crap. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. Phil Hendry Show. With me is Stephen Bozell, and he is a father who lives in Corona, California. He's suing the Emperor Guest Ranch of Redlands, California, because his daughter wanted a horse for Christmas. He said to her that Santa Claus probably wouldn't bring it to her. He can't afford the horse, and the daughter apparently has written another letter to Santa Claus asking for a new daddy because she thinks her father, the one she has, is pooey. Stephen, are you with me? What do you do for a living?
I'm a construction contractor. I own B&B Construction in Corona, California.
And really what hurts you more than anything is your daughter calling you pooey.
She called me poo or do or crap. All those words are the same. You can look them up in the dictionary. They all are derivative of the same thing. Poo, do, crap, dung, and a word that I can't say that starts with S. Now, that's my own flesh and blood calling me that, because I said Santa Claus can't bring her no horse.
Well, first of all, I want to tell you that I agree with you by saying Santa can't bring her a horse, and that, you got to tell a story to a little girl as to why Santa can't bring her the horse, but that's an extravagant gift for a child. I agree with that. I must say, though, that you may be overreacting.
No, sir, I've already talked this over with my attorney. I'm not overreacting anyway. You have a child, you have that child call you poo, and you tell me how you feel about it.
All right, sir. Here is Dana on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
This guy is obviously must be depressed or something and needs some help. The child is a child, a five-year-old child. If you tell them they can't have a toy or a cookie, will run off and say, I hate you. They don't understand the implications of saying that, and I understand that he's very hurt.
Yes.
But I think that he's overreacting a bit to the situation, and that he needs to consult with maybe a therapist as opposed to an attorney.
Okay, if I could comment, Mr. Henry.
Go ahead, sir.
Ma'am, I appreciate that. But I think it's fairly typical of people to say, if you want to file a lawsuit, what's the first thing they're going to say? That you're crazy. In the country of Russia, they used to put people in a crazy house because they had different political point of view. Okay.
Right.
Okay. I'm not crazy.
I'm not saying you're crazy.
Do you have a daughter, ma'am? Do you have a daughter, ma'am?
I do not have a child.
Okay. How would you feel if your child called you?
She says she doesn't have a child.
Okay, but how would she feel if the child that she doesn't have, if you had a child, let's say, okay? How would you feel if she said you were a poo head?
Yes, I would be deeply hurt over that. However, I would understand
deeply hurt?
That as a child.
A poo head? I have to disagree with both of you. A poo head? I mean, come on.
Okay,
well, that's
okay.
The same
I have
as calling
to say
you a
that I was maybe giving him a little more than it's worth, but
I know.
She's a kid, you know? She's a kid.
I know she's a kid. That's why I'm not suing my daughter, although I had kid. I was advised to sue her.
Okay, and then my second comment is this. How is the stable responsible for this?
I'm sorry, ma'am?
How is the stable responsible for this?
If they had not agreed to put her on a horse, she would not have developed an affinity for horseback.
Did you send your daughter horseback riding to that stable?
I took her there.
Well, then, hello.
Why don't you sue yourself?
No, sir. Because tell you what, I took her over horseback riding, but it was of her free will to get on the horse. And it was of their free will to bring the horse. They didn't have to bring the horse out for her to ride on. I asked for a horse, but by law, they don't have to give me a horse.
Why?
Well, that is ridiculous.
Why?
By law, that's a privately. Why is that ridiculous?
Because, they're providing you a service.
By
you
law.
You went and asked them to provide the service. Did you pay for your daughter to ride the horse, sir?
Of course I did. And then she calls me Pooh Man?
Pooh Man. You said she called you a pooey father.
She said I was Pooh Man and a pooey father. I went and I had a physical, and I have a doctor's note saying that I'm in no way a bad or physically and I sure am not poo or no poo person.
Sir, I'm sorry, but I have to agree with your daughter. With your attitude,
right,
you are a pooey father.
Oh, well, okay. Well, I hate you.
Okay, thank you.
Anyway, nice going.
I will hate anyone who calls me and says that. I will hate them all.
You'll hate them all. Okay, here is Angela on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. I was going to call that guy the same thing that his daughter called him. But
that shows how adult you are.
I won't say that to you, sir, but it's obvious that you need some type of help, you know. Your daughter? I missed that part.
She's 9 years old.
Okay, 9 years old, and you're ready to take a whole situation to court by the feelings of a 9-year-old child.
Ma'am,
see anything wrong with that.
I'm not suing my daughter.
You're daughter. You're suing for an act that your daughter did.
It hurts your feelings.
Kids hurt your feelings all the time. You don't go around suing people because your feelings are hurt. You need to sue people because that they have actually done some type of physical bodily harm to you.
Can I ask Mr. Henry what you think?
I agree with the lady. I have a 9-year-old daughter too, and I've heard her use the term pooey, and although she's never been so disrespectful as to say that to me,
if you think
about it, your daughter didn't say it to you. She said it to Santa Claus, thinking that her...
In a private letter.
Well,
my wife said that I could be sued for opening federally protected mail.
Sir,
but that the Santa Claus letter...
Sir.
Yes, well, wait a minute.
You need to examine why you feel this way about a comment that someone has made. If a comment can crush you like this, there is something that is heavily wrong with you. I mean, listen at you.
Listen to him. I mean...
You need help, sir.
No, all I'm saying is my daughter should have known... Why are you laughing?
Okay,
come on.
You know, a psychiatrist in the house.
Why are you laughing?
Because, sir, this is so far from my understanding about the way life works until it is actually funny.
A 9-year-old kid uses the term pooey all the time, Mr. Bozell, and although it may be disrespectful to look at a parent and say pooey, she didn't even do that. She said it in a letter that she thought you weren't going to read that was going to Santa Claus. And
she knew that I took her horseback riding. Why are you laughing?
You have issues that
Mr.
this
Henry,
show.
Did you see the film The Firm, Mr. Henry?
I did.
Tom Cruise proved that you can't lie in the mail. That is a federal offense.
Sir,
All right. You
know, my heart goes out to you, and
olive skin. I don't look like poo, but I have a dark tan. Now, with all due respect to you, ma'am, are you of the African American descent?
I am black.
Okay,
yes.
You probably look more like poo than I do.
Now, see, this is why.
Okay, you know something. Grow up.
Grow up. Look at your situation, sir. And, you know, I hope that you go get the psychiatric help that you need. You see, my psyche is not so eager. So readily available for
all right, hold
disruption
on.
Like
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. If you'd like to purchase in person the number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of 2000 CD, we're going to be selling it and signing it tomorrow night at Gameworks at the Block at Orange on, that's Friday, December 22nd. That's tomorrow night from 9 to midnight. This is your chance to eat, drink, party, and play. And get the Best of the Year 2000 CD signed by me. To take the to take the boredom out of waiting in line to see me, GameWorks is offering a 3-hour game card, good for unlimited use while we're there, for only $20. And $5 of your card purchase will also go to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. So hope we'll see you tomorrow night. And please do feel free to bring the kids, because it's a very family-oriented place. It's GameWorks. It's a place where you go and play games. And there's some things that we have planned for you, too. So it'll be fun. That's tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. GameWorks at the Block at Orange. Phil Henry Show. Our guest is a newsmaker, Steve Bozell, on our newsmaker line. He is filing a $1.5 million lawsuit against Emperor Guest Ranch, a riding stable where he took his daughter to ride horses. His daughter then asked Santa Claus for a horse. And Steve told his daughter that she couldn't have the horse because, for various reasons, I mean, you can understand a parent not promising that to a child. And the child then mailed another letter to Santa, which the father intercepted, in which she describes her father as a pooey father, and she wants a new father. Steve, I understand that you would be hurt by that.
Thank you.
And I understand a child saying, I hate you or I don't want you as my parent, that's a hurtful thing. Your daughter calling you pooey, that's probably very disrespectful. But I've looked at the list of your lawsuit here. Metal cruelty, alienation of affections.
I contend that Emperor Guest Ranch has alienated my daughter's affections away from me. Yes, sir.
Slander?
My daughter slandered me to Santa Claus. I mean, I know he doesn't exist, but if he did exist, I would have been slandered to him as a poo, as a pooey, or whatever the child said.
Well, you can't slander a man, you know, to Santa Claus.
I understand that. But if he did exist, he would have thought that I was a turd, or whatever my daughter said.
Okay, you say that she asserts that in federally protected mail communique.
That's correct.
You are also suing for emotional sodomy. What does that mean?
I think that speaks for itself. I think I was emotionally the equivalent of tied to the hood of a car and just repeatedly raped.
By who?
By the riding club.
All right, and you're asking for $1.5 million.
That is correct.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Doris, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I was listening to the gentleman, and tell him don't feel bad. She's just a child, and she will develop his sense of humor. You know what, little
this
John
is my daughter.
John?
This is my daughter we're speaking about. I don't know how you get a sense of humor about a child calling you a piece of turd.
She didn't really mean that, but you just follow the child and be, you know, just laugh along with her. She'll develop your sense of humor. You know what little John called his daddy? And Jack was the president. I'll be the president
John,
of the whole state. Listen to what I'm saying.
Talk about John
and
Kennedy?
He didn't get mad at
the
him
president
when
of the
he
state
called
of
him that.
He was the
president little boy
state.
Was going up the steps. And so he kind of pulled his little pants like he was going to pull them down. And so he said, stop that. He said, you're just a poop-poop daddy. But Jack didn't get mad. The president
didn't get mad.
Is that
a scat song
mad.
Or something?
But
you
know what
daddy?
You need? You just need
That's
a good spank in yourself.
That.
That's
wait,
what
wait,
you
wait,
need.
Wait. Hold on, Doris. This is Phil Henry. Doris, you're talking about John Kennedy Jr. when he was an infant.
Yes.
He pulled his pants down to his father in,
no,
the,
no, no,
in,
no.
in the White House?
His father pulled his pants down when he was trying to get up the steps, and he'd put his little hands up and on the stairs, and then he would try to get up, you know, and so his little pants slid down while he was trying to make a step up the stairs.
This lady's name is Doris?
Yeah.
Doris, this is Steve Bozell. You said Poo Poo Daddy, which was a song by Ella Fitzgerald, right?
Yeah, I think it was.
Okay, there you go. Shoop, shoop, shaboo, Poo Poo Daddy.
Yeah, right.
Oh, get out of here.
Well, I knew Manhattan transferred.
Never mind. She's talking about how John Kennedy Jr. said that to her father. Here is Sue on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
You know what? I have two little boys, and my boys have sent head to me, and what they got was they were sent to their rooms. Okay? It's just a word. That's all it is. You're making too much of it. You know, life's too short. Get a grip. She's 9 at 19. That's when you worry when she starts calling you names. Right now, she's 9 years old. She doesn't know any better.
Let me jump. Steve, is the hurtful thing here?
Yes, sir.
Is the hurt? Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Is the hurtful thing here that your daughter said, "I want a new daddy"? Can you answer that? Steve?
Yes.
Is the hurtful thing here that your daughter said to Santa Claus, "I want a new daddy"?
You know what? I bet all of us have said that at one point in our lives, that we want a new daddy or we want a new mom because we aren't getting our way. Well, that's being a child. That is what children do. I have two boys. They've said things like that. But that doesn't mean I'm going to sue everybody because they've said it.
Okay. Are you having a hard time breathing or...
I'm just upset.
You got to back it way off here, Jim. She called you pooey. Big deal.
Yeah, it's just a word. It's nothing more than just a word. That's all it is.
You're going ahead with a $1.5 million lawsuit, and think of what that's going to do to our court. The judge is going to throw this out. Mr. Bozell, isn't it true, sir, that you have filed some 25 lawsuits in the last year? Well, I happen to know that it is. And isn't it also true, sir, that all 25 of those lawsuits have been thrown out by a judge as frivolous, and you have been fined up to $75,000 for these frivolous lawsuits? It is true, isn't it? Jesus. What am I talking to the fly here? Isn't it true?
Yes.
Okay. This is one more lawsuit that is going to be pitched into the street by the judge. He'll probably fine you another five grand for bringing in a frivolous lawsuit. How much of this can your family take? How much money can they spend? How much did you spend on lawsuits last year?
$500,000.
$500,000. Thank you, ma'am. Here is Carrie on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
My first point is this. Any child, when told no, is going to get mad at their parent. Second, be grateful that in this day and age, your daughter didn't call you something worse.
What could be worse?
Oh, my God. Around children this day and age? Are you kidding me? That's obviously, she was raised with some sense of respect.
Do you have a daughter?
She didn't use something worse. No, but I have nieces, I have nephews, I'm around children all the time. Second of all,
what could be worse
take responsibility.
Bowie?
Don't sue. That they installed. Who took your daughter to this ranch to ride horses?
I did.
You instilled the love of horses, not
this
ranch.
No, ma'am.
You put your child in the car. You drove her to this place. You're the one that instilled that. The ranch was simply a place to take her. Be grateful.
If children are allowed to speak this way, ma'am, the rap artists of today calling women poo and talking about how authority figures are poo heads, and she could grow up to be in the rap music business.
Okay, so let's put it aside. I'll take it back. Your daughter, I think the fact that she called you pooey is no big deal, but...
What if she called you pooey?
She's a little girl. She was told no. Little kids respond that way when told no.
You would laugh, but then you'd go into the women's room and you'd break down and weep.
No, I wouldn't. She's a little girl. Okay, so let's put that aside. Let's say, for instance, okay, your daughter is a raving brat. That's your responsibility. That's your responsibility.
Watch how you talk about
wrong.
My daughter.
This is what's wrong with America today. Parents not taking responsibility for their children.
You calling my daughter a brat?
No, I was the one
you
that
just
said your daughter
you said
actually
my daughter's
had respect
a
for you for not calling you, for calling you only
how dare
two.
You call my daughter a name?
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
did
I just heard you say that.
Are you listening to her?
She said my
He's
daughter's
not
a brat. I can include you in this lawsuit, ma'am. What are you laughing about?
Oh, my goodness.
You think that's funny?
Phil Hendry, did you hear me?
Yeah,
Ma'am,
the lady said that my daughter was a raving brat.
No,
that
originally.
No. You in a that'll make it a $2 million lawsuit.
Okay.
Involved in that.
Clear this up, or should I? Originally,
look, at, she said that, you, said, let's say that your daughter was a...
Let's say your daughter's a raving brat. I heard that.
Okay, that's not calling your daughter a raving brat. That's saying...
This is more emotional sodomy. God, go ahead and just tie me to the hood of a car.
Is that what
you want to do?
Not only now are you not taking responsibility for your daughter, you're insulting every woman who's ever been raped.
How am I doing that? That's what you're doing with me.
Your daughter called you pooey. That is not comparable to a woman being, or a man, or anyone. discipline, for that sake, being raped.
You're tying me to the hood of an old Chevrolet and raping me.
Sir,
I've been so upset after being
told
I haven't slept, ate, or had a decent bowel movement in days, and now you tie me to the hood of a car, oil me up, and continue to drive.
Are you kidding or what, man?
Is this for real?
Are you out of your mind?
Mr. Henry, I called your program with the purest of intentions to talk about the fact.
What do you mean we've tied you to the hood of a car and repeatedly?
The only thing that has given me any sense of peace is when I was on hold, I heard that this guy has had all these lawsuits and it's been thrown out. And
there you go,
that's
all
the
of them.
The only thing that gave me any kind of peace.
You wait, I'm going to continue to file lawsuits until I get justice. Because as a woman,
you get money.
You should understand.
What you're looking for, money.
As a woman, you should.
That's what's wrong with the world. People not taking responsibility.
Well, I'm going to make the Emperor Horse Riding Club take responsibility, and nobody's going to get away with shoving a broom handle up my rear end. And as a woman, you ought to be more sympathetic to that.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding.
Oh, sir, you need to talk to somebody.
Think back on the last time you were with your boyfriend, and he asked you, could I slide it in?
Okay, man.
Called you pooey. You're comparing that to being raped.
Do I sound like I'm kidding? Do I sound to you like I'm kidding?
No, you sound like you need some help. You sound like you really need
someone. And the other thing, Steve, don't yell at this lady and don't yell at me. We come with the best of intentions.
Mr. Henry, it's an old saying, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. It's an old saying.
Yeah, I got it already, okay? Nobody is here trying to tie you to the hood of a Chevrolet. You know something? I think you read a lot of dirty books. I couldn't come up with that image in a million years.
Yeah, I couldn't either. After being
Jesus.
Called pooey, you compare it to that? Are you kidding me? You know,
being called,
I
we just want to be clear.
For a week, and I'm a bad aunt, but I don't consider that being, you know, rape. I mean, sir, come on, take responsibility.
Think about it, Steve.
You instilled the love of horses in your daughter by taking her to that ranch. They simply provided you a facility.
They provided me a facility. Then they came out with a broom handle, pulled my pants down, and in front of my daughter,
you need
ram
help.
It up.
Okay,
I'm willing to bet you'll change your mind on that once you really have that happen to you.
Once the judge throws it out, too.
Yeah, I mean, come on, sir.
Go home,
hug your daughter, be grateful that all she called you was that, and have a good Christmas. And you know what? Kiss your wife. If she's living
okay,
with this.
So why don't you go and hug a man who took a zucchini and jammed it up your...
Okay, that's it.
Okay,
I'm
with the ass thing. I gotta go.
He's got... Yeah, I don't... I'm sorry.
Okay.
Thank you. Goodbye. All right, that's real great. Jesus. Do me a favor, will you, Schaefer? Take that Dolores Blazingame attorney at law's name out of your Rolodex. Like every time we need a newsmaker, we go to her and one of her nutball clients. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. Phil Hendry Show. Don't forget our special Rose Parade broadcast coming up January 1st.
Salvation Army, Harvey.
Yes, indeed, the Salvation Army. They've been a pain in the ass for 70 years.
Yes, indeed. And this time of year, let's remember all of our friends in need. And all you have to do is look at Bud over there to remember our friends in need.
Thanks very much.
On January 1st, we'll be doing our special webcast of the Rose Parade, unedited, uncensored. That means, like, no FCC. Only $4.95. You can't hear it on the radio. You can't see it on TV. Listen via the internet for $4.95. Go to our website, philhendryshow.com. Well, we're getting down to it. We're getting all of the Christmas shopping finished up. And you'd think that I was actually doing some of it, which I'm not. My wife's doing it, but I say we're getting it all done. And Maria collapsed into bed last night at about 3 a.m. We did something kind of cool last night. We stayed up till 3, and we read and, you know, we did things that married people do. And then we read some more. But you know what I'm saying. In other words, it was kind of a neat night. It was up till 3 o'clock in the morning. I said, geez, it's 3:15, Maria. And she said, so what? And I, yeah, you're right. So what? So it's a school night. I felt like going and grabbing a bottle of wine and, you know, running with the coyotes out there in the hills behind the house. So that was kind of a beautiful thing, and we had a sleepover last night. So here we got in the house, you know, like a 14-year-old going on 15-year-old boy. So guess what? It started last night. Yes, it started. What am I talking about? Here's what it was.
Hey, I'm going to meet my friends over at the mall.
Okay.
Can I get a ride?
Sure. What time do you want to go meet your friends?
10:30.
At night. 10:30 at night, we want to go meet our friends over at the mall, right?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Let him do it. He's out of school for summer, for, you know, Christmas vacation. Well, okay. I mean, it's not my call.
Okay.
And so when are you going to be ready to come home?
Well, we'll call you probably around, like, midnight or something.
Okay, and then we'll come get you?
Yeah, or maybe one of the other moms can give us a ride.
Whatever, dude.
Okay.
So we drop him off. Next thing you know, we get a phone call from him, and in the background I'm hearing, yeah, woo! He's at somebody's house. Where are you now, man?
At a friend's house.
Okay, well, what are you doing over there, dude? Where we left you was at a mall.
His mom picked us up and dropped us off?
Like, everything's a question. Like, it's either he's asking me or he's thinking it up on the run. So now it's 12 o'clock, man. You're not at the mall where we dropped you off. You're at some guy's house. Whose house?
I don't know.
You don't know who the house is? Is the parent there?
I think so.
Could you go find her?
Hey, Bruce?
What?
Where's your mom, man?
I don't know.
We're not sure right now.
Oh, I see. Do you want to get back to me when you're sure where she is? Is there an adult there on the premise?
What are you yelling about?
We're not yelling! Like, is there an adult there, man?
Yeah, his mom.
Okay. Could we talk to her?
I don't know where she is right now.
What is she, downstairs shooting pool or something? Where? Go get her.
Hey, Eddie. Where's your mom, man? Don't know. I mean, I'll call you back when we find her.
This was it, man. So at 12:30 at night, we're going off into the woods someplace to find the kid because we dropped him off one place, and, you know, and he's somewhere else. And I said, when we got back to the house, I said to Maria, he's 14, man. Guy's 14. He's going to start hanging out, and he's going to start, you know, hanging with his buddies. And, then I told her a little bit about it because she asked me, she says, well, what about you when you were 14? Yeah, this is about, you know, frankly, I was worse. We were, like, smoking cigarettes, and I think I got my first vodka buzz when I was 14. I don't know, you know. And the other thing about kids today, they got no problem being dropped off by mommy at the mall to hang out with their buddies. In other words, when I was 14, I would rather put a shotgun to my scrotum and pull the trigger than or ride my bike or walk rather than have my mother drop me off so I could hang with my buddies. Kids today, they don't care because they got a very healthy view of it. It's like, well, it's a ride. So they kind of get what we didn't get. What we were thinking is, oh, I can't do this. It's humiliating. I want my mother to drop me off. I'm going to look like a real, you know, I can't. Kids, they think, oh, whatever, it's a ride, man. It's a ride because that's the way it's always been. They've been driven everywhere since they came into the world. It's not a problem. They don't ride bikes, and they're not hitchhiking is, like, completely out of the question. I used to thumb everywhere until a couple of kids got cut up into, like, bite-sized chunks and found into the trunk of some bald-headed guy's car, and then that kind of chilled that out. Anyway.
We'll be right back.